Joy Tactics.
Well, well, well. It's the Thursday episode.
A kangaroo chopping its own dick off.
What is that?
I just That's the thing about free will. That's what's so crazy is you can just go.
Coming in hot. Holy shit.
That's just
you want to start it so quick.
This is a heavy topic.
There was no foreplay. We usually have some foreplay and then we get into the topic. You know what I'm saying? But it seems like you're a little eager today to
chill. Well, pump the brakes a little bit. I'm tired
of getting stuck on the shallow ends of these conversations because we have these really rich topics, but let's just trust that everyone's already read every Marcus Aurelius book, every whatever Clint Eastwood biopic book, and they're ready to get deep. You know what I'm saying? This is free will 601, 609. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This is the not 101. Right. The AP version, dude.
And it's the Patreon, so you know.
So there's a higher level of intelligence too for the patrons. Like we dumb it down.
For the Monday episodes,
we're like, oh, let's talk about cookies, you know? Let's talk about pizza. Right. But this one's about free will. Because I know a lot of the patrons have, frankly, a higher level of IQ than the fucking dumbasses who listen to them, who aren't patrons.
So the concept of free will has troubled Christians for years. I'll tell you why. Because God gave us free will, but everything is going according to God's plan, right? So which is it? Is it our choice to become Christian and accept Jesus into our hearts as our Lord and Savior? Or is this God's plan and whatever he's got going on is fate? You know what I'm saying? Which is it, Christians? Why aren't you?
Well, it's interesting to presuppose.
Right.
What, you know, freedom implies being free from something. So I think to a lot of people, free will can mean, you know, do you have free will from God in the example of the Christians? Do you have free will from Sprite in the example of being addicted to Sprite and not knowing how much sugar's in that stuff and drinking 4 cans a day at least?
Right.
Freedom from, you know, there's no freedom in a vacuum.
Right. There really isn't. There certainly isn't.
Not that I've noticed. Vacuum. Not that I've noticed lately.
Well, so, here's the deal. Free will means you can wear a purple towel all around town, right? Sure, you could wear a purple whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you could stick your feet in Jello and slide around in that shit all around, up and down the street if you wanted to do that. However, you'll be in this day and age, you'll be assassinated for being so strange, unless you live in Portland or Austin, where they keep it weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so you could do whatever you want, right? But you might face a consequence. That's the most interesting part about free will, is that we live in a society. You didn't just fall out of a coconut tree. You exist within a context, in the context, Kamala Harris quote.
I like that your example of of having free will is walking around with a purple towel.
And what was the other one?
Jelly on your feet.
Right.
Right.
See, I listen very closely.
I don't know.
The implication, Nate, that you're missing is that this person is spending their free time in a jelly pit and they just came out to go get a drink. See what I'm saying? So dive deeper into the mind of somebody who expresses their free will and acts on it. Is that what they have going on at home is probably levels 100 interesting. See,
this is just a dense, this is a really dense topic, you know, and
it's insane.
So just give me a little bit of grace when it comes to this, because my brain is only downloading at a couple, you know, megabits per second. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't download that fast.
Yeah.
Here in the Nate Rohn brain, there's not a very high.
The download speed is low.
The download speed is very, it's like a dial up internet.
Yeah,
but I'm downloading massive amounts of data, more than most. Mm-hmm. But it comes slow,
right? Because your headphones aren't not just playing our audio; it's also playing. Where do I begin? fucking Lex Fridman, fucking NPR, right. fucking
yeah,
so many different
channels
things
at once.
Yeah,
free will is so interesting. You know, if you're listening to this right now, and you think every single day has to be wake up, go to the corporate office, eat a corporate lunch, a lean cuisine for lunch, clock in, do some data entry, come home to your IKEA furnished apartment and go to bed and drink liquor to fall asleep and then wake up and do it again. Well, guess what? There's another world out there for you. You could fight. You know what I'm saying? You could start a fight club, whatever.
But
we learned about free will from Fight Club.
I'm so sorry. That was a moment of free will.
You know, Connor burped into the mic really loudly the night that you weren't there at a Rap World Q&A.
Are you fucking kidding
burping,
me?
The burping into the mic has to stop now. It has to stop now.
Nate.
Nah.
Free will. Like,
you know,
right.
free
you get
will,
a free
I can
will.
Free burp.
Right.
I can breathe burp anytime
okay.
I want.
Here's the deal. You guys have free will to burp into the mic. I have free will to judge your ass. You know, right?
Do you?
From,
or do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's what Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about with his nerdy ass fucking friends, fucking Herbs. They're sitting around and they said, do you have free will? Or is everything you do because of some electric neuron that's already been magnetized? So,
well, that's a question for the scientists. We are more philosophers, right?
All right.
That's a question for the scientists. Scientists.
So there's free will. There's different levels of free will. There's philosophical free will. There's scientific free will. There's singing.
Mathematical free will.
Free will. When you wish upon.
When you suck upon.
Hey. Don't. Because that's a kid's
please
song.
Don't mind if I start to sing.
When I get so sprung, my dreams come
true.
That was beautiful.
Okay. That was beautiful. I had a thought about free will, okay? People, I think. Misconceive people yeah. misconceive free will as control over your life, right? Here's the deal. Yeah, you could have free will, but you don't have free will over what another person or animal or the weather does, right? That all has its own type of free will. The only type of free will that you can exercise that will give you control is how you react in a situation emotionally, right? If someone fronts on you and they expect you to become angry back and fight with them because that's what they need in the moment, is that type of conflict, you can choose to react with free will and say, I'm not reacting right now. I'm inside my mind and I choose to react with patience and forgiveness and love. And I'm not engaging with this right now. That's the ultimate act of free will.
And you're talking about me right now, right, Eric? In our recent altercation. Is this what this is about? It's just so passive aggressive of you, man. Like, you deserve to get smacked the fuck up. I'm sorry, dude.
You need to stop.
In front of all of our friends. And I'm sorry, man.
Nate was trying to show us what brass monkeys were. Remember those?
Yep.
Nate, if you showed up.
I was drunk. I was drunk.
Nate was drunk. Eric showed up with a jar of. About a half gallon jar of mild paste salsa. And Nate just. Chugged that whole thing in one just to disrespect Eric. One thing led to another.
This is just what we do, man. This is just our relationship, you know. But we come back and we come back stronger each time.
We don't have
every
to exist
we
like
I apologize to you. I send you flowers.
So
give you a massage.
Nate actually, to all the listeners, for real, on the real sauce, Nate exercises his free will to give great massages to his friends. And you've seen them fingers, right? The long
ones.
You've
seen these, right?
Oh, imagine that getting all up in your scapula.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Extra lube. We don't use massage oil. We use lube. My massages. Lots of it, too.
Nate's KY
a
back
lot
rubs.
Of it.
Hella ass.
I fucking
lube.
Throw it on you, a big wad in my hand like a baseball. Smack.
I remember smack finding sex lube in my parents', not my parents, they would never do that, but my friend's parents' drawer I was looking for, or he was looking for something and he showed me, and I remember I was so disgusted by them that they would have that.
Right, because that means they're dried out.
Yeah, right. They're not working medically like this.